This weekend, believers in Bigfoot are making tracks toward Willow Creek, California, for the very first Bigfoot Symposium. Bigfoot is also known as the Abominable Snowman, or Yeti, the star of countless legends, not to mention numerous documentaries that get replayed from time to time on cable TV. But the Willow Creek China Flat Museum takes the creature quite seriously, and it is sponsoring 3 days of seminars and scientific papers. Al Hodgson is the curator of the museum's Bigfoot Wing and joins us now. Mr. Hodgson, hi.
Hello.
So, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yes, I do. I definitely believe in Bigfoot.
Have you ever seen him?
No. No, I have never seen him. I've seen the tracks.
We should mention that Willow Creek, California is a center of Bigfoot sightings, of a sense.
It definitely is in California.
Can I ask, there's a voice in the background. Who is that?
Yeah. That's Bob Gimlin. He and Roger Patterson were together when they took this famous film, which is known as a Patterson film.
You mean a film of Bigfoot?
Right, right.
Which I probably have seen on some of those cable TV documentaries.
Oh, I'm sure you have. It's been around a lot.
He just happens to be standing there in the room at the time.
Yeah.
Could you hand the phone to him for a minute?
I sure can.
Hello?
Mr. Gimlin.
Yes.
This is Steve Inskeep from National Public Radio.
Okay, Steve.
Did you see Bigfoot yourself?
Well, yes, I did.
I've probably, without quite knowing it, I've probably seen this film, right? It's been replayed on television and so forth. Is it one of those?
Yes, it has. There's been a few times, quite a few times it has been.
For those who haven't seen it, can you just describe the scene, please?
Well, it was just a large humanoid hairy creature, and it appeared to be a female.
It appeared to be a female?
Well, it appeared to have mammary glands, you know, something there. And so it's been since then, there's been, you know, a lot of discussion about whether it was male or female, and it appeared to be a female, so that's how they have described it.
This was out in the woods?
Yes, it was. Quite a ways up into the back country of Bluff Creek.
Which is not too far from Willow Creek, where you are now?
60 miles.
Well, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with us. I really appreciate it.
I'll give you back to Mr. Hodgson, and it's good to talk to you folks.
Oh, by the way, are you going to stick around for the conference this weekend?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm back.
Mr. Hodgson?
Yes.
Bob's in town just for the conference.
That's right. There's a lot of people here for this conference.
How many people overall are supposed to attend?
I think we've got about 250 people here. They were coming from 22 different states and 4 different countries.
I suppose you're familiar with the fact that a lot of people believe that Bigfoot is only a legend or a myth or even a hoax.
That's a given, I guess you'd say. But, you know, start with... you're probably referring to Ray Wallace.
Well, I was actually thinking of Mr. Ray Wallace. let me just mention for people who aren't too familiar with the lore of Willow Creek, he was a man who died in Willow Creek last year at the age of 84.
Well, he didn't die here, but he had lived here and worked here in the 50s. And I knew Ray. He was a jokester, he was a prankster. And his nephew, after he died, and his widow claimed that he'd made all these tracks, that he'd done all this stuff. Well, there's been so many sightings. No way he could have made them all, even possible. Make yourself a pair of wooden feet and see if you can make tracks that look authentic.
That's what his family said that Ray Wallace did, that he carved a pair of wooden feet that looked like big ape feet and walked around in the woods in the snow.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he says. But, you know, you try it yourself, and you'll see that you can't possibly make tracks because you don't have that flex in the foot that allows you to make a print without digging up either the toe digging in or the heel digging in. I wish, you know, the biggest single thing that's problem here is people think that if you've seen Bigfoot, you're just seeing things. Yeah, they make fun of you. So they say, well, I'm not going to tell anybody because I'll be made fun of.
Is the working theory that there's one Bigfoot or many?
Well, think about it this way. If there's only one, it's a hoax. Well, it has to be.
I guess so.
Yeah, it has to be. No, there's lots of them.
Al Hodgson is the curator of the Bigfoot Wing at the Willow Creek China Flat Museum in California, the site of the very first Bigfoot Symposium. Mr. Hodgson, thanks very much for taking the time.
Well, you're welcome. All right, thanks a lot. Bye.